bylaws, and we have Stacy Monroe here. She has distributed it to the commission, and this is the final version. This is a continuance from previous meetings that we've had in concern to the bylaws. And she's also addressed a number of issues, but if you could just review some of the things that you've passed along to the commission, that'd be great.
Sure. Good afternoon. Does anyone need a copy? Yeah. Recycle. So we had a discussion, reviewed the draft on the 8th of January, your last hearing. Some of the feedback we received, there was 2 points, and I vetted the questions with city attorneys and provided your response via email, but I'll go over those really quickly for you. One of the comments was on page 6 regarding decisions and recommendations, specifically commission recommendations. There was a request to remove the specific reference to the State Historic Preservation Office and just leave it to be, the second sentence under F1 to read as follows: the legislative projects and non-case projects and National Register nominations. So it was to remove the specificity of SHPO. That has been done in the version you have today. And there was also a request to add projects to be able to clarify that recommendations for Section 106 projects under federal code. However, as mentioned in my email response, it has been determined that that's not explicitly stated within the commission's authority under the powers and duties of Part 1, Section C. So it has not been included, but it is under discussion to be included in the HRCP project. If it does become a part of that project and be added to your powers and duties, we can then come back and do an amendment to fold that in.
Would that also include, I guess, reclassifications as well? Would we want to include those issues? Because they're kind of in the same category in some ways.
I'm sorry, I missed
reclassifications of like garages, that kind of thing, from contributing to non-contributing.
Yes, that's not codified in the zoning code, but we did establish a policy with Brandon and BPS, and that was vetted by the city attorney, so we feel comfortable with that right now.
As it exists, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So just while we're on this, does anyone have any concerns or any edits for F1? No? Okay. And then the other comment was, it's Commissioner Roland. Right. And I'm, right. Sorry. So in terms of the chair's role, either making a motion or in the event of a tie, it was confirmed by our city attorneys and highlighted in our current bylaws that, as stated in our zoning code, under voting, let's see, bear with me for just a minute. I cannot find it at the moment. No, it's not there. But essentially what it says, it's in here, is that everyone present at the hearing, and that would include the chair, there's no exclusion for the chair to not take an action or in event of a tie. So everyone present must vote in order to have a quorum. So we've confirmed that the chair doesn't have any specific roles. His vote is the same as everyone else's. And then there's a question about Robert's rules in general. They are not adopted within this document. They could be referred to if the bylaws or state law, if the zoning code or state law is silent, but it doesn't supersede those two regulations.
I think it is here on page 6.
It is. I just couldn't find
4A,
it.
4A, second to the last bullet.
Part 2, 4.
F4A.
F.
Does a majority of the members present vote in favor of the motion?
Yes, that's it.
And I think in the following sentence, there might be, maybe it's my eyes, but is there a space missing between chair and announces? It could just be my eyes. I can't tell.
Yes, you're correct. Can I see your pen? The last bullet, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only edit.
I can actually just another minor edit.
Sure.
If you go through your you go F G, then you go F G H again. So page.
Goodness, I do see that.
Then I had another question on formatting in terms of the first page under C, powers and duties. When I flip to the next page, am I under still under C, powers and duties, or?
Is your mic on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So.
Yes, you are, but that could be broken down into subsets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it goes 1 through 8, and then I wasn't sure if land use reviews was 9.
Yeah.
Anyway, just those are just some.
Oh, that's good. So we would make those A's and B's, C's and D's and E's. And then the F, G, then this would change.
I think it's just a matter of restarting or.
That is not a problem.
Minor things.
I think we can still vote given the minor formatting changes.
Before we do that, I have one quick question. This isn't really about the, you know, the content or the text. This is just asking about under communications and coordination, so page 7, and then flip to the next page, and it says under 3, coordination with other commissions, and it says that... the chairs meet quarterly and then share a summary of their meeting with their respective commissions. Is this currently happening with all the commissions? I mean, I guess I'm just asking because, you know, you might have been telling us in a informal way, oh, I met, you know, with so-and-so and we talked about this, but I don't remember you saying, oh, as a requirement of my quarterly meeting, you know, I'm just curious if this is...
It's been happening very infrequently. I mean, I think the last time we had a chairs lunch, it was about a year and a half ago or a year ago. So, I mean, as chair, I think that's the only one I've been at. So it has not been happening quarterly. We keep going back and forth on it. So, but yeah, I will. I mean, the main thing is that I remember Brian was fairly good about, you know, telling everyone about what they met and discussed. And it's a good idea, I think, to have in the bylaws.
I didn't mean to put you on the hot seat.
No, that's, we were due to meet before Christmas, then we got, you know, that we were going to meet after Christmas, and then, so it's been kind
it's
of
still
a
after Christmas, so maybe we can get on the list.
It'll be after Christmas until December 25th.
It's in the code, so we can't change it. And I think it's a healthy goal that everyone would like to achieve, and the Design Commission is also working on getting those meetings scheduled. Mm-hmm. I think it's just difficult with conflicts.
Thanks. So.
Okay.
If I had one last comment about the bylaws, and I'm not really worried about it because it's all in statute, but normally when you make amendments to bylaws, you would want to post those in advance so that people have a chance to react and consider. And so when I see that, you know, we could basically amend this at any meeting with no notice, it just causes me to think that maybe we should post whatever amendments would be at a meeting and then vote on them at the following meeting or something to that effect. But I don't need a change. It's just that would be nonprofit sort of mode.
Sure.
And it's out of respect for the fellow commissioners not to have 4 people come in here and change something without telling the other 3, basically.
Oh, look, he's not here.
But I'm really not concerned because of the sort of public nature of this body that's not something that we need to worry about. Anyway.
And staff would do that when we get it on the agenda for an amendment. We would, as we've done with these, get them a draft to you, and then they're also, they're saved on our public system, so the public can access them by just choosing a link on our agenda, so they have access to them.
And there's certain items too within the amendments that can only be amended by council, correct?
Correct.
Where we provide a recommendation to council.
Correct. The items in italics are zoning code. They require a legislative change.
Okay.
So we would have to bundle those changes with any current BPS legislative package or create a new one, which is a little more difficult. So if there's something you're eyeing, you know, let us know and get it on Hillary's radar, because there is a legislative package going forward for the HRCP.
When does that go until?
Well, I mean, the goal is to have it ultimately adopted by the end of this year. And so we're in the process of speaking with stakeholders and soon to be writing some draft code.
Okay.
Not me personally, but Brandon's team.
Okay.
And if he's still around at the end or in the next few minutes while we're waiting for our applicant to show up, maybe he can speak to that briefly.
Okay, great.
And just really quickly, I'm keeping a running tab of potential future amendments. So if you have ideas or things that you would like to see incorporated that would make these more efficient or better, you can always shoot me an email and I'll add it to this running list. And when we get enough of them or the time comes where we need to update them, we'll have a list that we can build off of to say, hey, remember this, we thought this was a good idea, and we can kind of bundle them together as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
So we do need a vote to adopt them.
Okay. Do I hear a motion? And I believe the motion will have to include the edits, just that the typographical edits be fixed.
Move to adopt the bylaws with the typographical errors we mentioned earlier in the hearing.
That works.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay, can we hear a roll?
Commissioner Mahoney?
Yes.
Commissioner Foti?
Yes.
Commissioner Chung?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Commissioner Miner?
Yes.
Chair Renzetta?
I just want to thank staff for preparing the bylaws. I know it's been a long process, and I know that everyone on the commission greatly appreciates it. Yes.
Thanks.